Let me ask you a question, John Baker. What does Grateful Gains mean to you?
Oh, boy.
What's going to the gym mean to anybody here?
Say it again?
What about going to the gym? What does it mean to you?
To go to the gym?
Yeah, yeah. What does it mean? Waking up in the morning, hitting the gym?
To me, it's like brushing my teeth.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You brush your teeth every day, don't you?
That's right.
To have it.
You don't want your breath stinking, do you?
About twice a day.
You want to keep, you don't want no cavities, do you?
Hell no.
You want to keep all your teeth, right?
That's right.
And you brush your teeth, right?
Every day.
What about the rest of your body? And your teeth is a part of your body. Do the whole thing. So you said, what do I think about going to the gym? What do you think about brushing your teeth?
It's just mandatory. Necessity.
You have to.
You have to.
Or you're going to lose it.
Hey, would you agree you're not going to do anything unless you say that you have to do it? That's what it comes down to and how busy our world is.
And make a decision. Make a decision.
Yeah.
You guys are young fellas.
Yeah.
You guys going to be that way. You guys gonna get older.
And what's your first name, by the way?
My name is Jesse.
Jesse.
And I'm 65, and I'm saying I still can do all the stuff I normally do. I just can't do this.
You're
fast.
65, Jesse?
Yeah, but I just can't do this fast. And what I'm trying to tell you, if you want to keep your teeth, you want to keep the rest of your body, you gotta keep working.
Right.
Cause as soon as you start, you decide you ain't gonna do it no more. It wasn't that your body couldn't do it. You decided not to do it, and then your body said, "I ain't gotta do nothing no more." And then it started getting stiff. Started getting old, out of shape. It ain't because it's old, it's because you stopped. So what I say about your teeth, about your body going to the gym,
yeah.
Keep going. Because as soon as you stop, Miguel, what happened? That's your ass, right? That's your ass.
That's it.
That's your ass.
Jesse, have you ever stopped, got in a rut, maybe stopped going to the gym for like a month or two?
I have. I've done it before.
What would you say to those people to get back on the wagon?
Get your ass back in there. If you ever stopped brushing your teeth for a whole month, what would you say to them people? Go brush your stinking breath.
That's right.
They can't talk to nobody because your breath stinks.
Yes, that's
so
right.
The rest of your body is the same way. What I'm trying to share with you, my young brother, your teeth is a part of your body.
Would you agree brushing your teeth might be one step more important than going to the gym?
No, they both the same.
Same? Okay.
You put them in the
okay,
same category.
Okay, look at it. Should I just wash this finger off and not wash this finger off? No, I mean, you gotta wash them all off.
That's
because
right.
They are part of the same body.
That's right.
So what I'm trying to say to you, my brother, the gym has to be like brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it every day. Just to maintain.
I needed to hear this.
Now, I know this.
You too, my young brother. Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Now, Jesse, you know what they say. 20% is in the gym. 80% is what you eat. Would you agree?
I would say 80% what you eat.
What you eat?
And what you eat.
That's right. What do you eat?
In other words, me? Well, I eat those things that I know that I'm supposed to eat. What do I eat? At this point, because I've been working out all my life, see, I've always brushed my teeth. I always worked my whole body. That's why I'm 65 and do this stuff. Because I keep working it. So for me, I know what I'm supposed to eat. And you're right. Eating is more important than exercise. You know? Let's say if you want to lose some weight. Let's say you want to lose 20, but I'm going to take off a little. All you got to do real easy. Just drink only water for a year.
Only water?
Only water. Nothing else.
Not a single food group?
No coffee, no soda, no orange juice, only water.
So beverages.
Just only water. Because, because if you drink only water, you will automatically lose 40 pounds in a year.
Really?
Without changing nothing, without modifying my eating habits, without doing exercise, you will automatically lose 40 pounds.
But wouldn't you agree America's addicted to coffee? What do you say to people?
Say they're addicted to food.
They're
too fucking big.
That's right.
Yeah.
We eat too much.
I love food.
You go to some place like Taiwan, some place like China. They're not big like America's big. We overweight. You got a woman?
Bigger, faster, stronger, lighter. Kinda.
Yeah. Do you have a woman?
No, not really.
How about you, my brother?
No, I don't.
You? Okay. Yeah. Is she in good shape?
Yes.
Okay.
She's
in better shape than you?
Yes.
You better get your ass going.
She's a dancer. She's a dancer.
See what I'm saying? She's in good shape then, huh?
Yeah.
Because she's working. So I'm saying this here. The food is very important. That's 80% of it. Exercise is 20% of it. But the thing is, no matter what the deal is, if you just drink only water, it creates a perfect chemical balance in your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's your digestive system. Mm-hmm. That causes you to gain weight and lose weight. You say, what did I got to do with it? Because your digestive system bring food in and eliminates it. Get rid of it. Mm-hmm. If your digestive system is not working properly, which most of us are not because we're not drinking water, your liver stores the extra weight here.
Gotcha.
On your side of your stomach. It stores it. Your liver know where it is. It's going to come back to it if you can get back to it. But the next day you put more food in there, so it's constantly storing.
Right.
It ain't going through your body because your digestive system can't push it through the body because you're not drinking no damn water.
Right.
So number one, drink some water.
Drink water. How much water do you drink a day, Jesse?
I drink a half a gallon a day. I was doing the gallon.
Right. Yeah, what happened? Why'd you stop doing the gallon?
My habits just get off on me.
It's just hard. The day goes by.
The doing other stuff gets sidetracked. Want to do something, you know, want to change up. And so I mess up the chemical balance. But the key to it is, if I was to drink only water, I would maintain a certain acidic balance in my digestive system.
Alkaline versus acidicity? Is that what you're talking about?
We're talking about acidity.
Yeah.
So your stomach has a certain acids that breaks down foods. Those acids that are in your stomach, they thrive off of having water. So when you put water in it, it makes those acids in your stomach work real good.
Right.
Get rid of the food. It squeezes the food out and get it out of your system. But with no water, it just stays around because it's not moving.
Right.
Next thing you know, your liver going to store it.
Water's key. So what's your thoughts on water?
Well, water is life.
It's life.
Water's life.
You go to a hospital, they hook you up to what?
Water.
An IV with water, with chemicals, vitamins going to go in your vein. So water is important.
But mainly water.
Mainly water.
Did you play sports?
All my life.
Oh, yeah.
What was your main, what got you going?
Well, I started out, when I was young, but I started out in baseball.
Okay.
And then I got into karate when I was 14.
Oh.
Black belt?
Yeah, I stayed in that until I was 28.
Oh, so you're a deadly weapon.
I'm supposed to be. but as up here now, it's not my body no more because my body don't respond.
Hey, I bet if you had to, you could.
Yeah, but I would use the techniques. I would use what I'm going to use.
Conscious.
Huh? I'm very, I mean, it's about being smart.
Right.
It's not about all that, I'm smart, but what do I need to do? You don't forget those things.
Right.
Because remember, the martial arts is about the art of living.
Mm.
It's the art of living. So in learning that, I had to get creative about how I'm going to live and how I'm going to kill my opponent off. Because it's about being creative. It's the art of living. It's the creativity of how to live or creativity of how to kill my opponent. So now I understand that. So if I have an opponent, the first thing I'm going to do is figure out how can I get you dead. Now, I can see that you're a little bit more heavier than me, right?
Right.
So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get you out there and try my best to get you tired. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that you got too much weight on you, you're going to get tired.
Break his back, Jesse.
So
back.
Now I got you out of tune with nature. You're huffing and puffing. Now I got your ass.
Right.
I got you right where I want you. Whereas your goal should be is to don't let me get you tired.
Right.
So I ain't gonna let this. You just got less weight. I'm gonna conserve my energy.
You gotta get
I'm stronger than him now, so I'm gonna use my strength on him.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, in other words, you gotta get me out of tune with nature.
Right.
But my goal is to get you out of tune with nature.
Right.
That's what the martial arts are all about. It ain't all. It's all. You gotta have all that stuff, but you gotta have it here.
Do you recommend people learning a martial art? I was thinking of learning jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think you know, it's learning those techniques is great. But what you want to get out of it is the understanding of what it really is. I just explained it to you.
Right.
Now, a lot of people go in there and learn jiu-jitsu, they learn karate, they learn all this stuff. But they're still not smart. Because they never mastered the art of living.
Right.
Survival.
They just want to know, that kill shot.
Yeah, I got a good sidekick, I got a good round. You got stuff, but can you live?
Just ask, how many people have you taken out in the game of karate?
You talking about in this life where my club, I got a lot of students and stuff like that. You talking about in real life I had to fight or something like this? Is that what you're talking about?
The game of survival.
Well, you know, it's only a couple of times in my life that was memorable for me where I really had to go to work. But just only a couple of times where I had to really go to work, you know. And then I knew where I was. I mean, they were at a disadvantage, but they didn't know it. But when they realized it was too late, you know, but I didn't kill them. I didn't hurt them. I mean, I wanted to psychologically destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't even think about it no more. Well, it was, I was over at a McDonald's in East LA, and I had my dog in the back of my truck. You know, you pull into a parking structure.
Yeah.
You got cars here and here. So I'm in between the cars. My dog is back in the back of my truck. And the guy went to feed my dog. I said, don't feed my dog. I can feed feed this dog, so I got my truck in between the cars. He got me sandwiched in. Him and his other two buddies, you know, they want to jump on me. So I got in my car. I said, man, don't feed my dog. So I'm in the meantime, I'm trying to get him back out so I can get out some open. I need some room to live, right?
Right.
I can't have him have me sandwiched up in here. Right. You guys, two buddies back there here in front of me, and I'm waiting on my woman in McDonald's. So the first thing I do is get him between the cars, get him out in the open. Now, that's where I want him at. I see his two friends. I ain't worried about none of them.
Right.
And so the ones doing all the talking, he's going to do all this stuff. And so he tried to just call up and hit me. I just ducked. I just kicked him right here so hard.
Ooh.
And looked at him. I said, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Why you want to do that to me, man?
Right.
I'm trying to help him. He think I'm scared.
He was going for your dog.
He wanted to feed my dog, and then he wanted to try to destroy me. But my point is here, I wasn't going to let him have no life in all this. I was going to make it hard on him. And he made a mistake by not understanding the art of living. See, I understand I got to live. He's understanding I'm going to be aggressive and feed your dog, but I'm thinking about how I'm going to live. So once I got him out in the open, after that, I just kind of just showed him up real fast. Just kicked the wind out of him really hard. I just wanted to discourage him. And as I kicked the wind, I looked at his face. You don't want to fight me. Right. We don't need to do this. In the meantime, he's hurt.
He took control.
He's out of breath. He's out of tune with nature. And I'm talking full of life. His boys, they didn't want none either. Because I looked at them, they didn't want none. Because they saw how I was taking advantage of his life.
Right.
So what I'm saying, so I've gained the art of living. That's what you want to get out of it. You take jujitsu or whatever. If you don't get that out of it,
right.
You just know some techniques. You got a toolbox, but you don't know how to put them to work. Mm. So you got to put them to work. You got to take away their life, and you're going to live.
Jesse, it sounds like you gave that guy a good old ass-whooping of a lifetime of learning lessons. Now, Jesse, what is the term, in your experience of life, you can probably add to this, grateful gains. What does that mean to you when you hear that sentence, grateful gains?
I don't know what that means.
It's swiffering across the nation right now. It's one of the top fitness group support groups. Kind of like everything you just said, living through being grateful before you earn anything. Because a lot of people go out there and achieve, they don't have anything to stand in their heart.
Yes. See, the thing is what I see.
Yeah.
Let me just say, you know, you guys are young guys. Everybody talk about Generation X, Generation this, Generation blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, you got to remember one thing, guys. There's honor in work. Mm-hmm. There's honor in achievements. When you cheat, you cheat yourself. You know you treat yourself. You're just hoping nobody else didn't see you.
Integrity.
And you're ducking.
Integrity.
I hope they didn't see me. I hope this. Whereas if you walk out that bowl and say, yeah, I'm kicking your ass, and then kick my ass, and then say, I won't kick your ass if you do this, and just stand up bowl. That's respectable. I can respect that. You ain't lying. You told me the truth. I got options. Versus me say I'm kicking ass, but I'm ducking. I hope he don't see nothing. No, man, you ain't living that way. So you really want to just recognize you can never really get up on nobody without, you got to put in the work, man. You got to, like this gym, you got to put in the work.
Right.
And that's what you got to put in the work.
Yeah.
When you stop, that's your ass. When you guys stop, that's your ass. I know you guys ain't think about it right now.
Jess, we appreciate it.
You guys got all the pussy you guys want. they ain't thinking about it. They say, oh, shit.
Amen.
No, we're always trying to learn. That's why we ask these questions. We just want to.
But just remember, there's no shortcuts.
We're grateful for the pussy
and you won't get more. Just remember another thing. If you know you got something you know you want to do, whatever it is, you put yourself into it. No shortcuts. Because when I had opponents out there in karate, I can tell whether or not they were ready. I can tell early. I may go up to them and say, hey, man, I haven't seen you in a long time. I can tell that fat, extra fat. Oh, I can tell. I can hear, I think I got you now. Let me see you guys. So let me go out there and speed up so I can get you tired. Or I can, and all the muscle, I want maybe to leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? So we did all that kind of stuff.
So you teach karate?
Huh?
You do?
No, I don't do it no more.
Oh, no.
He did it for like...
From 14 till I was 28.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse,
almost 15 years.
We experienced it, my man.
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you.
And then keep doing, man. Go do what you guys do. Drink that water. Remember that.
Yeah, well, water for a year.
It's the food and the water.
Brush your teeth, drink water.
And stay grateful for the game.
And stay grateful. And remember that. And remember, there's honor in work.
Thank you, sir.
No shortcut, guys.
We'll see you soon.
All right, no shortcut.
That was perfect.
Tell me you were recording.
Oh, yeah, I got all of it. I'm still... We're still going. So, hey guys, that was the first legitimate episode of the Sauna Talk with Sir Reverend Jesse Jesse, we just met him today.
I knew Jesse would deliver.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, he's still lighting up the sauna right now. I think we just activated a ticking time bomb. I think we'll be hearing more.
All right, guys. Go do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. Thank you.
See you around, Jesse.
Hey, remember, be true to yourself. Yes. Be true to yourself.
Amen.
Don't deceive yourself. If you know you haven't brushed your teeth, don't be trying to hide it. Your breath still stinks. You can brush your teeth so you can come out and say, yeah, man, what's up? Yeah, bro, you know, I'm talking. I ain't hiding. My breath's smelling good. Oh, my breath is smelling bad still, man.
I know. I was gonna call you out. I was gonna be like, "Oh, Kaylin."
And yeah, I have a lot of excuses this morning.
No, honestly, I didn't brush my teeth this morning too. Like, as soon as I get home, I'm brushing the hell out of my teeth.
Yeah, I'm fucking triple brushing them
before I. This is what happens in the sauna, guys, every freaking morning. If you want more of this fire, definitely subscribe. Definitely get grateful. Big takeaways today: don't be dumb, brush your teeth, honor and integrity. We'll see you tomorrow. Sauna talk.
It's hot in here.
So what happened this week in sports?
Sports? Saturday, Oregon and...
Did you guys watch any sports this week?
Stanford. They went to OT.
He's just reflecting off my dad's story. Dad comes in.
Last night, the night before, I had a crazy dream. Robo was fun and I had like amazing... I've been crazy dreams these last 2 nights.
Oh, dude, Okay, we'll talk about dreams because I had a crazy one, too. Let's hear yours.
I don't dream no more.
The night before, I had a dream that I was, like, somewhere, dude. And then I was passing where... You were in the car. I think, like, Ronnie was in the car. Someone else was in the car. But someone was driving. I forgot who was driving.
Right.
We were passing Oregon, like, the Oregon Stadium. Versus Stanford, I guess, that morning, that dream, we're passing on the freeway, and then it was cool, I was at a moment, and then I saw like, the doctor I was talking to, she was so hot, was that last night? Was that last night?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I saw, yeah, that was last night, but anyways, and then I woke up, there's more to that dream, I woke up, we got in a car crash though, so I forgot who was driving, and I woke up to Austin's dad talking a little bit, and I heard him talking about Oregon versus Stanford.
Right.
It was an amazing comeback.
Yeah, it was an amazing comeback and everything, but like the whole idea that we drove by the Oregon Stadium was in my dream, and we crashed.
That's crazy.
And last night, I had a crazy dream, dude. Oh my gosh, she was so hot, she was so sexy.
Oh,
we're on
Yeah.
So this doctor girl, dude.
Y le metía ratitos.
I miss her.
What do you miss her? What do you miss about her?
Sí, sí.
I don't know, dude. She was just so... She never had time for me, that's why I really liked. She never had time, dude. And I was like, why don't you ever have time? Like, but what I think it was, like, she thought, I think she thinks that she doesn't have time, but she really does. But the thing is that it might sound like she didn't want to spend any time with me, but she did. She was just always making up these BS excuses.
Right.
You know, I have homework, I have school, or, you know.
Right, right.
So I stopped, cut her off. Boom. Lost his streak with her.
Boom.
de la otra persona.
Oh, crap.
Tú sabes que
and then, and then she, like a week later, she hit me up. Not, but this is a while ago. Austin, this is what I did before. I didn't take that advice. I'm originally just cut it off.
You didn't cut it off?
No, I did, but this is another girl. I did her, and it worked.
You sure your pizza?
Yeah.
You gotta dig deep enough for your hidden little secrets.
Damn.
Success story. Wow. So now he has faith that it'll all work out.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I honestly don't have a story, but...
I have a crazy dream that happened.
Let's go.
Tell me, what's your dream?
Not last night, but the night before. I was yeah, it was like freaky, dude. It was like real, like we were in war. Like, all right, so we were watching a football game in the stadium, like a high school stadium, and then all of a sudden we just saw a plane in the distance and all these fires coming up out of the sky from the plane and then explosions. We're like, whoa. What was that? And you know, like how everyone's like shocked at first, and like they're like, all right, that was just like one thing, doesn't pertain to us. But then all of a sudden, more planes started flying over and just loading, unloading bombs, bombs, bombs. And then everyone started freaking out, running out. And then we got out to the street, and then there was a helicopter fight, like just right there above us. And like I was behind the helicopter, just trying not to get shot. And then we ran into some house, and for some reason, all these houses were connected. And we're just like running in, just grabbing supplies. I don't know why. Like, we were just looking for a car, and then the car got blown up, and we were just on foot, like, just troopers, and through this, like, blown-up war zone, and then we were just finding people, like it was me, Leilani, and then we found, like, some family members, found some friends, and we were just like, what do we do? Then there's, like, remote-control cops, like little remote-control, like, robot cars.
Like Chappie?
Yeah, kind of like Chappie, yeah, and, like, it was just, like, lasering people. And this was Russia attacking us. And it was just crazy. And then, like, we just ended up having to, like, join the Russian mob and all this stuff.
John, if you had to choose, would you choose to join the Russian mob? Or you chose to be a millionaire?
That's an easy one, a millionaire.
But John, what if the Russian mob can make you a millionaire, too?
But I'd rather be a clean millionaire. Than a Russian one.
A Russian mob.
John, you think the Russian mob is connected with the American mob?
No, I don't even know what the American mob is. Check this out. Oh yeah, you guys ever been in school? Like dreaming in school? And like falling asleep and you like pop up?
Yes.
Happens to me all the time.
Like when you're like dozing off and you're like that?
Yeah.
One of my teachers in third grade, she threw a sock at my head. She had like a sock that was just like rolled up, like a bunch of socks just rolled up. And if you weren't paying attention, she would just nail you in the head. She had a good aim now that I think about it. That was a distance throw. I was just like, and just took
future
one.
Quarterback player, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, QB.
I would get in trouble in class so much. You know how sometimes I just laugh out of nowhere, like just laugh.
Right, right.
Dude, I would do that. I remember I did that once in third grade, but I was like, I'm laughing when she was laughing. She's like, get out. And I was like, right next to the door, laughing.
What else happened this week? This weekend in sports, Grammys.
Grammys was this weekend?
Oh no, the Emmys.
Oh my gosh, how much have we missed?
John Legend, he...
We were in the mountains.
He won an EGOT, or he's an EGOT now.
What's that?
Emmy, you won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and what's the other one? What's the T? What's the T one?
He won an Oscar? What do you want an Oscar?
Yeah. He's the first African American EGOT winner.
Yeah.
What the hell is a T though? I can't
Teen
think of
Teen Choice Awards?
Teen Choice, no. It's an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar.
Golden Globe?
T.
T. Golden Globe isn't in it. That's probably EGOT. A God?
What?
That's probably a GOT. Golden Glove G with the G guy.
Yeah, but I don't know how he's won all these. I guess he's done a lot of shit that we don't know.
John Legend's a good guy. I always thought he was an old man who was 60 years old when I first heard about him. John Legend. Yeah. I was pictured a 6-year-old man, gray hair. But you know, some skinny African-American guy with a beautiful voice. Dude. I was really lost. I returned his album instantly.
Oh my God.
You bought albums.
I returned his disc format.
Sounds like you're a racist, Austin.
What? No. I just thought it was going to be some old guy with an old voice, raspy voice. You can tell me legendary stories. And it turned to be some guy who's just talking love music in my head. I didn't need it then, but now I need it now. I like him. I really like John Legend.
So how hot does the sauna get?
John Legend was in La La Land.
Does it feel like it's getting hotter?
No.
John Legend was in La La Land.
Hey, we met some guy up in the mountains named Ivan. Straight
oh, how was Big Bear?
Did
you guys stay the night out there?
No, we weren't. We got a cottage. Like, a booth was in a cottage.
Oh, really?
So we were in Klein's plane.
You're gonna like sleep under the table or something?
Yeah. All right, yeah, I just hope I come home. Austin is like, dude, if I was stuck in the cottage, I would have woke up and looked at you differently. How did you talk me into doing?
Because I was so angry.
Dude, it was so cold. We were coming down the hill. It was 55 degrees.
Dang.
Like, I haven't seen that forever.
Tapping out?
Tapping out. You're going to edit a lot better, right?
Yeah.
You're going to just do it, you're just going to post Wednesday and Friday.